Safe and fun for the whole family, 88.9 Shine FM, and part of our Shine family is Kimberly Eckert, registered psychologist and founder of Eckert Center, who joins us every Wednesday for Parenting Moments. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Mike.
We're continuing the Enneagram topic last time around, learning about the helper, which is you, and thanks for all the help you give us.
Thank you so much. And this week, we're talking about the second personality type in the heart triad, and it is the performer, or sometimes called the achiever, type three.
Okay.
Threes want to be successful, Mike, and admired by other people, and are very conscious of their public image. Type threes fear failure and not being seen as valuable by other people. Threes are driven, goal finishers, whose childhood story is based on the mistaken idea that being successful and avoiding failure at all costs is the singular path to being valued and loved. Three's passion is deceit. So in essence, it's their struggle is that they will deceive themselves and put forth a sort of false front so that, again, their image is protected. And their virtue. So the way that God frees them is through authenticity. In his book, The Story of You, Ian Cron states, all transformation begins with story transformation. The Enneagram is a tool that can move us towards deep change by helping us break free from our old self-limiting childhood stories. So again, in the Enneagram, that's the passion, the unconscious emotional motivation that keeps driving self-defeating behaviors. The Enneagram's built-in escape route is each personality's virtue, which once realized, Ian Cron describes, allows a person to embody the traits of the healthiest version of ourselves. For threes, this transformation is shifting often from workaholism to incorporating routines of self-care, like setting aside time for eating, hydrating, spiritual practices such as meditation and prayer, and setting home and work boundaries. That's authenticity.
You know, I've never had to set aside time to eat. That's part of my problem. I'm eating too much, so I don't think this is me.
Okay, so you're not a type three.
Okay, we're learning along the way. I'm not a type three. No, this is really good information, Kimberly, and we'll continue looking at all the different personality types over the weeks ahead. But for now, I know you got a couple of new people on the team there.
That's right. So we're saying welcome back to Jason Bosch, who is a registered psychologist with 17 years of experience. He began his career at Eckert Center, and I'm so happy that he has returned. He specializes in career assessments and counseling services with a particular passion for young adults who are trying to launch into the adult world. And he also is a couples counselor. We also are welcoming Madison Stevenson. She is a psychology student in university, and she is our resident blogger, among other things that she'll be doing here at Eckert Center. But she is going to continue the dialogue on the Rosenberg Reset that was so well received by listeners in March. So again, check out our website at eckertcenter.com. You can read about Jason and Madison there under their bios, but you can also go to the resource tab and click blog and participate in reading and exploring Designing Your Life, written by, again, Madison Stevenson.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you, Kimberly. And I know your team is ready for appointments. You can book online, eckertcenter.com, for the north, south location, or even online. So you're all over the place, Kimberly.
That's right. And, of course, our gift certificate for a free consultation for a Shine listener.
Yes.
Let's go with caller number 5 today.
Caller 5 right now, 403-276-8888. Thank you once again, Kimberly, for blessing somebody with that and for letting us know about Enneagrams. We'll continue the talk next week.
Sounds great, Mike.